Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I am Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in 1 Peter chapter 5. This is our third study on this section in the first four verses of chapter 5 on the shepherds. We've talked about Paul's relating to the shepherds, the elders there. And then in verses 2 and 3, we talked about what that meant to shepherd them, especially in the times of trial that they were going through. Today, he's going to point them to the greatest example. We talked about last episode about how great it is to have spiritual leaders that you can look up to. Well, the greatest of all examples is that of Jesus that we read about in chapter 5 and verse 4 of 1 Peter, where he says, "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory."
Yeah, so again, this reminder that they're ultimately not the ones, you know, he's still talking to these elders here. You're not the ones that are, you know, the big boss. You still have one that is over you. So the chief shepherd, who you should be imitating and is leading you in the same way that you're leading others, be mindful of that chief shepherd. When he appears, you'll receive this unfading crown of glory.
Yeah, back in chapter 1 and verse 4, he talks about that inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in glory for you, that he says is being guarded by God that we're going to have. It's going to be revealed, he says in verse 7 of chapter 1, at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, as you said, he's been talking about this glory, this reward all along. But here specifically, he's talking, as you said, to shepherds still, mm-hmm. about the fact if they do right in the way that they shepherd the congregation in the ways that he's talked about, it's going to be worth it. Now, as a leader, you're going to have to go through probably more suffering. But again, that reward's going to be all the worthwhile whenever it comes, when the chief shepherd arrives, and that reward, he says, is going to be this crown, unfading crown of glory. That crown, there's two different Greek words for crown. This is Stephanos, which is the victor's crown. So you've probably seen the images of the Greek Olympians that in ancient times, and they would have like the little ivy kind of twisted together. That's the one that's used here. Is it's the one who won the race. It's the one who won the competition. It's the one who endured to the end, followed the rules. They get that victor's crown, and if you'll do that, you'll get the victor's crown as well.
Yeah, the definition is one worn by one of high status or held in high regard. It's a humbling thing to think that the chief shepherd, the Lord of the universe, is going to give you this symbol of high status or high regard. This is, you know, that's what you're working toward, is this unfading crown of glory. It's not going to go away, but it's something that means you did it. You finished. You stayed the course. You kept the faith, as Paul would go on to say. You've suffered. You've done all the right things. You followed me, and now you get this crown of glory. What an exceptional reward, and that the King of the universe is going to glorify you in that way.
But only if you remain faithful through what you're going through. And so basically what he's telling the elders is the same thing that he's been telling the whole church, is don't give up, because the church needs you. The reward is great, greater than you can even imagine. So it's worth it not to give up, even though there's all the suffering and a trial being thrown in your direction. So he'll move on in the next verse to another group, the younger. He just spends one verse there. He's talked to the elders, now to the youngers.
Yeah.
And he'll only spend one verse there. But we're slowly but surely winding down our study of 1 Peter. We're glad that you're with us and hope that you will continue to study along with us as we finish this out. By the way, we're still working on trying to decide what's going to be the study for the next season of Scripture Spotlight, but we hope that you'll like, subscribe, comment, rate, share on social media, tell others about this. We hope you'll continue to study along with us. We're just a father and son trying to dig into the text and see the message that's there. Straight from the text, not trying to prove anything necessarily, just look and see what the Bible says. And so we hope that you'll study along with us, that you'll tell others about it, that you'll dedicate 5 to 10 minutes every day with us and study along with us in God's Word on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.